This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday and being able to contribute right away?
It was a good feeling, you know, to go out there, be able to make some plays for the team.
Yeah. How do you go about coming into a new team and just getting you acclimated yourself to the offense and being able to be give a quality performance today?
Just, you know, trying to lock in, learn as many plays as I can, and just be a professional.
How important is it to develop the timing and trust in such a short period of time between you and Josh?
It's, you know, utterly important. You know, that's the main thing, having that chemistry between quarterback and receiver. Like I said, just try to come in, be a professional. This is it, uncharted territory for me. I have been traded in a similar situation before, so I kind of knew what to expect.
Being in uncharted water, what was it like to hear Bills Mafia scream Coop out, you know?
Yeah. I played for a couple different teams that have done it, including, you know, Alabama collegiately. It seems like a different feel every single time. It seems like a different Coop chant every single time. Just grateful, appreciative. It was something special about the one today, though.
What happened on that touchdown catch? Can you take us through that play?
Yeah, we had an alert on a play built in. Predicated on if we got a specific look, we got the look that we wanted, we checked to it, and it worked just like it did in practice. So.
It's one thing to watch Josh Allen on film and see what he does, but being in the huddle with him, what was that like today?
It was very impressive. You know, he's a great player. Had the opportunity to watch him, obviously, through the television for quite some time now. He's had his, I believe, his 100th start today. He seems like he had 100 amazing performances. So I guess this was no different. He went out there, he did his thing like he usually does. But he's a phenomenal player for sure.
How can you guys build off this momentum? You know, with this new offense, new players, new quarterback, how can you build off this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in professional sports, you know, when a competition is so stiff, momentum is probably one of the most important things. When it comes to winning and losing, obviously there are some other factors out there, but momentum is very important, and it's important. I think the best teams, they're the ones who build off of it, and just they understand how to keep the ball rolling. So that's exactly what we have to do.
You had about 18 snaps, not counting to the penalty. Was that about the amount of work you anticipated? And if you could also discuss the pace for you going in and out as you did, how was that to deal with?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect as far as the percentage of plays that I would actually play. Obviously, I knew I wouldn't be able to play the whole game. Like you guys alluded to earlier, I got traded on Tuesday. I drove here on Tuesday, but I didn't really start to learn the playbook until Wednesday. So, you know, I do have an impressive memory, I think, but these playbooks, you know, they have, you know, sometimes hundreds of plays, so I knew I wouldn't be able to learn all of them. So I just tried to learn as much as possible and just try to be there for the team.
How comfortable did you feel out there? Like, how much was it, oh, I know what I'm doing, like, not having to think about things too much?
The plays that were for me, I was 100% comfortable with because I, you know, went over them a lot. It was just another day at the office at the wide receiver position. Yeah.
Amari, this is your new home. What's your first impression?
It's very impressive. I mean, you know, the fans, it has a good feel to the game. like I said, it just felt different, the fans, for some reason. I kind of got the warning throughout the week that the fans are very passionate. I have been a part of a lot of very passionate fan bases. You know, I played for the Raiders, the Cowboys, the Browns, Alabama. But this one, it seems a little bit more heightened. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. Mari, did anything surprise you today about playing with your new team in your first game?
I wouldn't say anything came as a surprise. I guess you could say, you know, these games typically come down to the last drive, and we pretty much dominated parts of the game. So I guess that would be a surprise. Yeah.
Murray, Josh highlighted your catch in the fourth quarter. It was he had to get the ball out pretty quick, and maybe it wasn't the most accurate throw in the world, but to be able to make that play and pick up a first down in that situation, just how important was that for the offense and for yourself overall?
It was very important. You know, like you guys know, communication rules the nation. I tried to kind of talk to him about, you know, that route throughout the week and how I run it, because I do run slant routes a little bit differently sometimes than, you know, other receivers. I can run it in a multitude of ways, but I had to warn him about that way because it's atypical way to run the route. So we talked about it, but, you know, he kind of had a guy in his face, and I don't think he kind of he really knew where I would be, because we didn't really get a rep at it. You know, we just talked about it. So I think moving forward, you know, it'll be better.
Can you talk about Keon Coleman's performance and how well this receiver room, you know, went out there and played today as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, that was the impressive thing about today. you know, a lot of guys stepped up and made plays at the wide receiver position. You know, congratulations to, you know, the young buck, Keon, for his first 100-yard game. He really put together a string of plays out there, and I still believe that the play that was called back was a touchdown. It looks like he got, like, 3 feet in, and he definitely had control of the ball. So, no, but it was a lot of impressive plays made out there by the receiver group.
Mark, when did you find out you were playing?
Shoot, as soon as I got traded. Right on the phone call, he was like, yeah, you playing this week. So that's when I found out, yeah.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.